This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Sheriff, we're going to talk today a little bit about fall safety and some of the things that go on in the fall with driving and just being safe in general. And of course, within just a week or so from the airing of this program, school will be starting up. And we always know that school buses are all over Macoupin County, and maybe you could sort of tell us a little bit. Is it still such a problem? I know they made passing school buses laws and things like that tougher. Do you still see that kind of stuff going on a lot?
Yeah, we still see it a little bit. It's not as bad as it used to be. You know, with all the lights, the buses light up more now, and the arm comes out. I think more people are more cautious now around school buses, you know, with the steeper fines. And you would hope that people would be more concerned to not run over a child also. But it's still a problem. You know, it seems like there's probably more stops nowadays than there used to be with them picking up in town now. When I was a kid, school buses didn't pick up in town, you know, as many stops. So yeah, you still have the problems. I think maybe the cities have the towns have a little more problem than we do out in the county as far as that goes, because there's a lot more stops and more traffic, obviously.
Is there any other, I guess you would say, laws or things you look out for when school's in and out in the rural areas as far as children or busing children? Maybe like it's how, you know, some kids got to walk a little ways from their bus stop to where their home is. Is there things like that that also the things can happen?
Out in the county, you could have a lot of rural, where there's a lot of rural areas, there's a lot of hills, and buses have to stop on these hills to drop kids off. You know, there's homes on hills, and the buses do have to turn around in a lot of areas that are hilly, and they may have to pull into a driveway and then back out. So it's just, you know, just be aware and see what's, you know, see if there's a school bus, just slow down for them, whether they have their arm out or their stop arm or their lights on or not. Just slow down, because if there's a school bus, good chance there's a kid walking or a kid getting off of it or a kid that's just got off of it and walking. So yeah, in a lot of rural areas, they have to walk quite a distance to their house. So
there's no application anywhere where you can go around a school bus. I mean, it used to be people say, well, I didn't see the stop sign come out. There's no excuse, right?
No excuse whatsoever, because I believe now the lights come on way before they ever even stop, and then the arm comes out. So that gives you indication that they are going to stop and throw that stop arm out. So yeah, there should be no reason you go around a school bus. And I think probably 99% of them to 100% of them all have cameras now. So it's pretty clear cut if you do it, you know. I mean, if something happens, we'll view the camera, and it's pretty obvious.
Aside from school starting up and child safety, another thing that always happens starting pretty soon, fall harvest for farmers, and this always involves slow-moving vehicles and all kinds of things go on. What would you say is the most common accident between, say, a farm vehicle and a regular car or truck or something like that?
The ones we've seen is, you know, somebody coming up behind, a vehicle coming up behind the tractor pulling a plow or a field cultivator, even in the spring. But that's the most common, where they don't realize that tractor's only moving 15, 20 mile an hour. And especially if they have a really big piece of equipment behind them, they're going to be going slower. So, and we have a lot of rear end accidents. We've also seen quite a few of where the tractor or the combine's getting ready to pull off the highway into the field, and they've got all their lights going, and they may turn their blinker on, but the vehicle behind them doesn't see that. Doesn't realize they're getting ready to turn, and a lot of times the tractor will turn into the field and then the car will go to pass and hit them. That's what you see a lot of.
And that's basically with a left-hand turn of farm-type machinery.
Yeah, most of the time it is a left-hand turn, and the person's behind them. It's usually don't really have any problem with the oncoming traffic. They can usually see. And
as far as the lights, it's a question that I've heard once in a while. Used to be we didn't even have lights on the farm equipment, some of the older stuff. Then they went to the flashing, just flashing like your emergency flashes. And now, as you say, directional lights are on them. But are they all equipped with where it's going to blink a direction, or do we still have the just say it's flashing and they can turn either way?
No, most of the newer tractors, you know, I'd say going back 10 or 15 years, all have the, you know, the blinking lights. And then you in basically it's like a car. You can, you know, from what I see and most of the tractors, you can actually turn that blinker on that you're going to turn left. And a lot of times it'll kill the hazards of the flashers, and it will just turn that left turn on or right turn on. And then now a lot of these tractors have the yellow bubble light on top to where it's on also. So, you know, you can see that a long ways away. So, and then they all have to have the placards, the orange placards that show slow moving vehicle.
Is it still as common as far as farm vehicle versus car, truck as it used to be? Or is the safety stuff really working from your observations?
I think it's probably working, but you know, farming's gotten so big now and the equipment's so large that, you know, sometimes there's no avoiding, you know, if you're driving too fast or you come up on them too fast, there's just no way you're going to avoid them. But it seems to be a little less. You know, we always at least have one or two every fall. You know, I don't know how you, and spring, I don't know how you really can avoid that. But yeah, I would say that it's maybe not as common, but it does still happen.
And of course, in Macoupa County, lots of narrow old country roads, and not good to be speeding on them during harvest time because you may, as you say, come around a curve and these things are wide.
If you're on like a township road and most of them are narrow, and if you're really shouldn't speed on them anyways, you know, they're just not made for that kind of speed. But yeah, you come up on, there's nowhere for you to go. I mean, either hit the ditch or the trees or hit the implement.
Another thing coming up with the fall and things like that is something you were working on, had some courses and things like that. But ATVs, we'll see more of them, I guess, in a way, maybe associated with hunters or things like that in the fall. But you had some classes after we had a lot of tragic ATV accidents. Did those go well?
Yeah, we got really good response with them, and we're planning on doing more of them possibly this fall or winter even. But yeah, that, you know, with hunting season coming up, farmers use them a lot also. It's just good to, you know, to realize that they can be dangerous. You know, a four-wheeler or a UTV are very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. And you know, it's, people do ride them down the road. I don't know how we'd ever stop that from ever happening, you know, altogether. But, you know, just be cautious, even vehicles, just be cautious in case somebody is out on the road with a four-wheeler or a UTV, that you're aware that they're there. And, you know, when people go out hunting in the timber and take them, you know, just try to do your best to be safe on them and keep them upright. That's the main thing. I mean, people try to go up hills and down hills that they're not really experienced enough to do so.
A complaint every once in a while that I'll hear of, and I'm sure you do too, though, is ATV riders sometimes like to hop across to other people's property. They may not have that. What do you tell a person who's like, man, these ATVers are out on my property and they don't have permission? Is there much you can do about it? I know ATVs can get away, but what would you say to the property owner?
You know, I know a lot of people that do have that problem. I don't really know how you stop it altogether. If there's some trails going through your property, obviously put up, you know, try to maybe put up a fence or throw some logs across the trail, some big ones that can't be moved. I don't really know the answer to stopping them completely because, you know, four-wheelers, you know, us as law enforcement, we don't really chase them per se because you can't really catch them anyways. All they got to do is bail off the road into the field or into a timber, and you can't drive your car through there. So it's tough to stop that. I think we had a little less problem with that in the last couple of years. I don't know really the answer as to why, but, you know, I was just looking at some statistics the other day on four-wheeler ATV calls, and it seems to be we're a little down on them as far as complaints about them. So
finally, it's sort of an all-encompassing traffic question, I guess, but first we had Scott's Law, which was move over for an emergency vehicle, and then the new law right after that came up. You basically got to move over now for everybody that has their emergency flashers on, be it a official vehicle or a private citizen. And some ambiguity there as to what you do or what you should do. Could you just address that a little bit? Because it's been sort of, you know, people are like, well, how far do you go over? You know, there's sort of questions there.
Yeah. You know, obviously, if there's a car along the road and they have their flashers on or they don't have their flashers on, you really just need to slow down enough to where if you have to stop, you can stop in time. But if you can't, you know, if you're going too fast at the time when you see them, you actually realize there's somebody on the side of the road and there's nobody in oncoming traffic, you really need to move all the way over into the other lane, safely go around them, use your blinkers, both, you know, when you cross to the left and cross back to the right. And you know, I think it's a great law, you know, to have people move over because people never have before. You know, I mean, we've seen it numerous times. We've almost had deputies ran over, you know, where they've darn near been hit by the mirror. They're so close. So it's a very good law for not only law enforcement, but for anybody that's alongside of a road.
Sheriff Sean Call, thank you for joining us on the Forum Program.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.